is open. Won't you come inside? Fill up all my being, ever to abide. I've opened all the windows, thrown wide every door. Come inside, dear Lord, I need you more.
Oh. Thank you, Lord.
Come, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Come, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised.
Magnify the Lord.
glad to be here this morning. I hope you were here for the Bible study. It was wonderful. And if you weren't, get the tape. It was well worth listening to. Brother Smith does such a wonderful job on teaching out of the book of Revelation. And I always learn something from him every time I hear him talk out of the book of Revelations, how God's touched his mind and put something down inside. Especially when you know that a lot of the book of Revelation, some of it is talking about down here. It gives me a great hope to know that what they had there in the early church is we're going to have the same thing. And the same power, the same anointing, that same order that God set up back there, God's going to have down here. And I appreciate that. You can see it start to come to fruition. And it gives me strength and it gives me courage to go on, knowing that we're down at the end of things, and that God's going to have a perfect church down here. And my wife and I were up here. Of course, we came to see the babies too, but the main thing was that we came to church. It feels good to come in and to feel the Spirit of God give strength down in our soul. I appreciate that so much. And we're going to be gone next weekend, but the weekend after, which is the weekend of the 29th, we'll be down here permanent. So, yeah. That process started almost 20 months ago, but we've seen God in it, the way God's worked, and so we're glad it's our turn now. We got so tired of standing on the corner waving goodbye to people, you know. Now that y'all get to stand on the corner and wave hello to us. So we're really looking forward to coming in and being a part of this church. This church has always been, I wasn't born in the body. I've only been here 25 or 26 years in the body. But I've always looked to this church because of Brother Leniger and Brother Tucker and now Brother Smith as being a mother in Israel. And I just feel blessed to be able to come and work with y'all. And I know God's going to do some wonderful things here. He's already done some wonderful things, not just to the natural building, but the way God has blended people together and the way that y'all are reaching out. And I think we got something wonderful to tell people about. I think we got something wonderful that people are looking for. Don't you know that in the early church, with that great ministry that they had there of Peter and James and John, and then when Paul came on the scene, and Timothy and Barnabas and all those other men, don't you know that people felt something just when they'd come to service, and they'd come in and they'd feel that wonderful Holy Ghost? You know, back there, if you wanted to get the Holy Ghost, you had to go to one of those churches. And I believe it's gonna be the same thing here. If you really want to find the God in your life like you're wanting. I remember when we found the body, we were searching. We'd had the Holy Ghost, but we were searching for something, my wife and I. And when we found it, we wouldn't let it go. And we've had that all these years that we weren't going to let it go. And these last 20 months, they really haven't been easy. But that's held us, knowing that this is the body of Christ, that this is what God is doing on the earth today, not just this church, but the body in general, the body of Christ. So I'm thankful to be here tonight, today. We want to receive the tithes and the offerings. We'd like to take up prayer requests also. So we got any prayer requests here? Sister Fisher. All right. All right. Sister Crow, is this your sister? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, I guess I'd never met you, but I'm glad you're here. I mean, I don't know if you've been here before, but I'm glad you're here. I mean, Sister Nye. Been here several times. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to getting to know you better.
autopsy, and they have to take part of his jaw out and reconstruct it with some bones from other parts of his body. It sounds pretty. He needs prayer.
All right. Brother Perry from Dallas Church there. Let's pray for him. What else do we have? Sister Elsie. Sister Elsie's family. All right. Pray for this young man from Wichita, this 13-year-old young man and his mother. Sister Sandra. All right. Scotty York, let's pray for him. Sister, I'm sorry I didn't hear. Joshua, all right, that's her cousin Joshua. Sister Abraham. All right, let's remember these things. Sister Durham. Yeah. All right. Let's pray for that. Sister Lou. All right. Let's pray for this woman. Cancer. Yes. All right. All right. Can we have the ushers come forward? Oh, Sister, Brother Dodson, I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand. Yeah, we miss them. Let's pray that God would help her get back on her feet. We need her here, Brother and Sister Dodson. All right, Brother, I'm sorry?
Brother Phil and Sister Jennifer are here today. Is she? Did you say something about them? And Sister? I didn't get it, I'm sorry. Okay. All right.
Oh. All right.
It's Brandon's brother.
Yeah. Let's pray for Brother Sean.
Also, I'd like to ask the church to remember this new church in Delaware that they're from Ecuador and Guatemala, mixed Latin-speaking people. Brother Green and Brother Elias are there right now, and I'll probably be going up there after Thanksgiving to be with them that weekend.
Any others?
Brother Leonel is in Rhode Island. Brother Weiger's asking about him. They need our prayers too. I've got Brother Rivera working and helping us with Brother Leonel, and he's been a blessing to help us because I just hadn't been able to go that much. But anyway, pray for Brother Leonel's work also in Providence, Rhode Island.
All right, why don't we stand and let's take these prayer requests to the Lord and ask God to help us the remainder of the service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, God, and for your mercy, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We want to lift up all these prayer requests before you today, God. This young man and his mother in the Wichita church, God, would you touch them, Jesus? Help them, Lord, touch their natural bodies, God. And Brother Perry in the Dallas church, God, touch him, Lord. Help him, Jesus. God, and for Sister Bryant's family, Lord, touch them. This person with the cancer, God, touch him. Brother Shelby, God, touch his body, Lord. Strengthen him, Jesus. God, we're needy people and we need you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. For Sister Fulton, touch this need of hers, God. Sister Sandra's family, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Elsie's family, God. For this new work, Lord, in Delaware, God, would you touch him? Touch their minds. Help Brother Rivera to reach in and help him, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother and Sister Dotson, God, touch their body. Strengthen them, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, you can be seated. We'll receive your offerings and tithes.
I might mention before we have a song for y'all to remember in prayer, Sister Brenda Norman. She went down with her son TJ in Sykeston and just sort of on a trial basis. But she's feeling to come back home, but she's going to need a job and place to stay in it. Sister Norman has a fearfulness that she's trying to overcome, you know, to know God's will. And I'm trying to help her with that, so pray for her. Pray God will help me to give her direction with wisdom. So but pray that God would help her to get settled back in here if that's the Lord's will.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Well, appreciate the Lord. And I might give you a report on the Republic Church. Brother Durham, of course, we put Brother Durham in there as the pastor. After I came here to Little Rock, and of course we knew at that time that he intended to move, and we didn't know how long it would take or what would transpire. I thank God in his wisdom has helped us, and I think his timing is perfect. And but with Brother Durham leaving, and we've still got people there, I was there this week, and Brother Durham and I installed Brother Bryce Parker in as the pastor there now, and there's several families there that are connected to the church, but you know, they're not, you couldn't say they were foundation members, but they're connected. There's many people there that got the Holy Ghost there, and if they go to church, that's where they go to church, and they claim that is their church. And of course, some have quit, some's back out in the world, but of course, if they decide they want to turn to the Lord, well, that's where they would go. And Brother Parker hasn't been able to get any direction from the Lord. Brother Parker moved to Springfield. I'm not sure I know exactly when he moved, right off the top of my head, but about 4 years ago, and about 2 years before this move took place. And I don't know how many of you remember, we had a regional fellowship meeting here. Brother Billy Brown came, and some other brethren in the region, and Brother Parker, Brother Bryce was here. And he got up in the end of that meeting, and the Lord touched him. He's got a good gift in the ministry, and he wasn't here. That was back when before I came, and when Brother Weiniger was a pastor, and maybe just a couple of years after Brother Leniger passed away. But when that young man spoke that day, I felt something, and for him, that I'd never, you know, had any feeling before like. And it was a couple weeks after that at home, I got up one morning and I told my wife, I said, if I know anything about the Lord, I said, he's gonna put Brother Bryce Parker under my ministry in the future. I don't know when, but I just feel that. And it was probably a year later that Brother Parker called me and was talked to me about moving to Springfield, and then it was probably a year after that before he actually moved. He tried to move several times, and he couldn't get a job. He's a chemist. He's a chemical engineer, and his, you know, he put out feelers for jobs all over the United States where there was body churches, but he couldn't get any direction from the Lord. To work in Ponca City was closing down. His dad had felt like they had done all they could do there. Melvin Parker, many of you know him, I know. And so, anyway, he did, though. Finally, he got a job there as a chemical engineer in one of the manufacturing plants there, and moved there. But I've treated him different in this move than anyone else, because he's not a product of my ministry. He came in from, of course, he was under Brother Leniger. Brother Parker in Ponca City was
I considered Brother Leniger his elder and overseer, and so Brother Parker felt good about working with us because of our